For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Matters of the heart. There's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
Hey, Julie, what's up? So, who are we working with today? It's Clint you went out with, right?
Yeah, that's right. So I hope you guys can figure out what's going on because I've got nothing.
Well, what's going on? You two did what? You went to a music festival or something?
Yeah, I was looking for something to do for the eclipse, and I don't know, I didn't really look that hard for anything to do, and I was listening to you guys, and you were giving away those tickets to, like, you know, that big thing in Eagle Rock, or Eagle Pass, I guess, or whatever. I mean, I had never been, but I looked it up online, and I saw, like, the lineup was completely stacked, so I texted Clint to see if he wanted to come with me.
Yeah, was that the one, Brody? Was that, like, the Chris Young, Randy Rogers, Parker McCollum, all that stuff?
Yeah, Kevin Fowler, one.
Okay.
And
nice.
And I didn't really know why it was all happening out there, but then I remembered, like, oh, it's a casino, and so, yeah,
yes.
It'd be fun, right?
Yes.
Well, you're going to have to tell us, Julie. Was it fun?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was amazing. The problem is, I'm not so sure how, like, Clint felt about the whole thing, and so that's why I emailed.
Okay, so what was the dynamic between you two before this? You knew each other somewhat, obviously. I mean, your initial message to some stranger wasn't like, hey, let's just drive all the way to Eagle Pass for a few days, I hope.
No. That would be weird. We've been out, like, I'd say a handful of times, and, you know, casually. We have a bunch of mutual friends, but he seemed like he was the type that would go hang out at a casino and party. Like,
fair
he
enough.
Seemed like,
okay,
yeah.
All right, well, when do things go south here? Like about that, like
about the same time you did, or
yeah.
Well, he's really hard to read. I mean, I think in general he's just hard to read. So I'm really just not sure. He just didn't seem to be like himself for the majority of the time. And I guess I don't really know him super well. So, I mean,
okay.
Maybe.
Right.
But was there anything in particular that jumped out at you?
Yeah. Actually, during the day he was pretty fun. And I could tell he was, like, having a really good time and everything. We did spend a lot of time gambling. But I don't know if that would be... I don't know.
Well, okay.
I mean,
was it productive gambling or...
That means
like productive. Did you win money or anything?
Oh yeah, money. Oh well, he made some money. I think he was up like $700 or $800 by the time we left.
Ooh, well,
nice.
Okay, but you, on the other hand, I'm guessing didn't fear.
No, I'm not a good gambler, and I totally got my handed to me. I like on more than one occasion.
More than one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was sort of like wherever I went, I was, like, losing.
Oh, no.
But okay.
I did convince him to give me some of his winnings.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but, I mean, he wasn't weird about it or anything. I mean, it really wasn't, like, his money, so I don't really know why he would care. I mean, he gave me a few hundy, and I lost that, too. But
no!
I guess it could be, like, a buzzkill, but,
yeah.
I mean, he still ended up slightly ahead. Or,
wait.
Well, he definitely... I mean, he either broke even or, well, he did not lose anything. I'm sure of that.
Hang on. But it would feel like it, wouldn't it? Especially at that point, you'd feel like a loser.
Oh, you certainly would.
Well, except, I mean, he lost way more money than I did, and he could have stopped at any point. And so, you know, I think that's this was a very small part of the trip. I mean, the bands were amazing. I mean, I just loved it totally, like all of them. And I just kept getting more and more excited. And I felt like with him, it was like, I don't know, maybe the opposite almost. I don't know if he just wasn't into the music or someone had done something to him that I didn't notice, or I don't know, maybe he had an upset stomach. Like, I don't know. It really could be anything. Like, I have no idea.
Except the money.
Yeah, you don't think... Like,
you really don't think it could be the money.
When was this? This was 2 weeks. Have y'all not talked at all? And you cost the guy some cash?
You seriously don't think that has anything to do with this?
Like,
well, I don't. I mean, it's a casino. We were at a date. Isn't that what guys do? Like, it happens. It's not my fault. I mean, I guess I do kind of feel bad about it, but he was paying for the date either way.
Wait.
And if this works out, like, you know, he pays for the date. I mean, he basically broke even and paid for the date, right?
So that's, you said he was up like $800 out, right? Bucks at some point. You were planning a $1,000 date here?
Well, don't I get to sort of pick kind of whatever I want?
No.
That's not how it works.
He gets to pick.
Yes.
He gets to pick Julie, so hopefully he's the cheap date.
We're going to get Clint on the phone. That's coming up next with Frito and Katie.
For matters of the heart, there's Frito and Katie. For everything else, there's First Call Plumbing, Heating, and Air. This is the second date update on Y100.
So Clint and Julie, they went to Eagle Pass.
It's a little bit of a hike. I mean, it's a good reason. I mean, it was a hell of a show, I think.
Yeah, Brody loved it. Brody had nothing but good things to say.
Yeah.
Bands were great.
Mm-hmm.
Julie was correct. It was a stacked lineup.
Yeah.
But it's also a casino.
It is.
And Julie lost a lot of Clint's money.
Yes.
Or his earnings, which actually is worse to me.
Oh, you thought you had
right?
It in the
like
bag.
You thought, oh yeah. Man, I'm going to come out ahead, and then you're like, ooh, but maybe not.
Not so fast.
But she's kind of thinking it's anything but her, and so she wants to get him on the phone and find out for real. And I think we've got him lined up. Hey, is this Clint?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, good morning, Clint. We're Frito and Katie from Y100. Wishing you a congratulations here. We're actually calling to give you a date night package that we give away on our show. So you get to pick anything you want to do and wherever it is you go. It's all paid for by us. You know, almost open season, but don't get crazy.
What is this about?
This is one of those contesty things where someone else enters you. You know, it's like a fun surprise. And the most fun surprise is that that's the person you'll take on the date with you. You following?
So no, I'm sorry. No, I have to what now?
Okay, Clint. Say, did we happen to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just wake you up? You sound a little bit out of it.
Sorry. It's a long night. Who is this about?
It's Julie. She entered you? She's the one you'll, well, I'd hopefully go out with again if you want the package. Like, what do you think? We'll pay for everything. We heard the last time you went out, I got a little bit pricey for you.
Oh, you said this is about Julie?
Yes. Yes, it is about Julie. She feels like you might not have had the best time in Eagle Pass. She's hoping she could make up for that.
And, yeah, I'm sorry, but like, how would this...
Hey, Clint.
Yeah, you take a shot at it.
I just want to cut to the chase here. They think that you're mad because I took some of your winnings and lost it, and that's why they think that you haven't reached out. Can you just tell them it doesn't have to do with that? I mean, whatever this is.
Okay, so she's in on this too here.
She is
absolutely
the person who entered you that you would have to go out with again. Yes.
Yep. You have to go back out with me.
Yeah. All right, look. Listen, I mean, okay, that was kind of right? Losing the money, but what are you going to do? That's life, right? I mean, I'm the one that gave her the money. She didn't steal it or anything. So that's kind of on
goodness.
Me, man. Like, that's just what life is, right?
Okay. All right.
Alrighty.
That's good news. So, like, what was the problem? Like, Brody said it was an awesome show. We know that the bill was strong. Like, those performances didn't cover whatever else is going on. I mean, you must have seen some pretty great shows, right?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I did. I just don't know about Julie. I'm sorry.
Was she inside, like, still losing all of your money to Wheel of Fortune or whatever the hell else? Or
No. I mean, she's physically there, like, physically with me, I mean. So I guess that's something.
Okay. Wait, seriously? What are you talking about? Like, I never left your side. We were together the whole night.
No, I know. I didn't know that you'd know because you were on your phone the whole time. Like, you literally never even put the thing down once. You couldn't even put it away for, like, 30 seconds to enjoy all these incredible bands that You wouldn't shut up.
Wait a minute. Back up. What is your problem? I was using my phone to record some of my favorite songs. That's your issue?
Okay, hold on. If you want to gloss over some of the finer points, I've never seen someone just be so obnoxious at a show in a really long time. And I don't get it. I really don't. What's so important you can't put your phone down for like 5-10 minutes?
Wait, are you seriously saying you've never seen someone use their phone to take videos or pictures at a concert? I mean, sorry, but when was the last time you went to a festival or like anywhere for that matter? Are you like slow? That's like a given now. What are you talking about?
No, it is very prevalent.
But you weren't doing any of those things. You were filming yourself at the concert.
Hang on. Like accidentally?
No. Very much on purpose. I couldn't tell you why. At first I was like, oh, what is she doing? Like, this is weird. Maybe she's just checking her makeup. And then she starts singing and she's like dancing and really getting into the songs. And then she's literally just filming herself. But first of all, who's that for? Secondly, it's already annoying when people film every part of a show and they're just holding up their phone and they're not present. But like, who is that for?
That's a good question.
It's for my family and my friends, my followers. I mean, take your pick. I was having fun. Like, show me. Seriously. Am I bad for enjoying myself, dancing, like filming, posting? Like, that's
my
thing.
You were not in the moment at all, okay? You were just, this is some weird manufactured fake moment that you're actively filming for content. Like, being there is just being present and enjoying bands and the people around you and the vibe and just the feeling. And instead, you just have this fake thing that you're presenting to a bunch of strangers online. How is that even
Okay, you don't have a lot of friends, right? I mean, you do get on Instagram, right? Like, don't you? Like, this is totally normal. This is what people do. This is what people want to see.
No, that is not. People want to see the bands. They don't want to see you, like, lip syncing or just dancing and being fake. It's just, oh, man, I don't know. There's no way you can be into me, okay? Because you're already into someone, and that's you. You're the most self-absorbed person, and I'm sorry. I forget your guys' name. Frito, I want to say?
Sure.
I'm not interested in that.
Okay, not it. We're good.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I think I totally dodged a bullet here. I mean, what a loser. Oh, my God.
Guys, we appreciate it.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.